bug could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Hey, hey.
Hello.
What's up?
How
was
are you?
That new?
No.
Am I having a breakdown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
hate to break it to you.
Great. Yeah. Let's hear about other people's breakdowns at the cinema.
Well,
are they breaking down?
Personal breakdowns or on-screen breakdowns?
On-screen,
or?
On-screen, of course. Okay.
I was hoping to talk today about The Long Walk, which is the new Stephen King adaptation. This is one of my favourite pieces of Stephen King's writing. It's actually the first novel that he completed in his writing career. Not his first published work, but among his body of work, that's something like 60-something novels
yeah.
and 60-something collections of short stories. That's high praise. However, I haven't had the chance to see this film. It opens in cinemas tomorrow. I'm going to go to see it at a 7:30 p.m. screening at Hollywood Avondale tonight. So that's
Lovely.
A little arm twist recommendation. It's gotten great reviews, and the concept of this film, The Long Walk, is that in a... bear with me, if you can just imagine the US becoming a slightly more fascist society. Just consider this a thought experiment and we'll go from there.
Okay.
There is a annual event, The Long Walk, where a bunch of youngsters walk and walk and walk. And the rules are you have to keep walking, you can't stop. If your speed drops below a certain speed or you stop walking, bullet in the head. And this is a patriotic, heroic endeavor that the nation gets super excited about. It's a concept that you can sort of see rippling down over the years into things like the Hunger Games. There's a bit of a presence, I think, of this story in other art, but I'm really looking forward to kind of seeing how lean and mean this is going to get tonight. However, since I haven't seen this film, I want to talk about two really cheery things that I've been watching.
Okay.
Sort of the polar opposite. After I had a really great time at The Naked Gun a few weeks ago, it reminded me that the director of The Naked Gun, Akiva Schaffer, aka one third of the comedy group The Lonely Island, had previously directed another film. Well, more than one other film, but had previously directed an adaptation of the TV show Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, which took the Disney chipmunk characters, gave them a detective agency, and was like a kind of weekday afternoon school kids cartoon series. What Schaefer did with the film adaptation of this was turn it into something that much more closely resembles Who Framed Roger Rabbit, in that it's a film set in a Hollywood that's populated by animated and live-action characters. So all of the cartoons and animated characters you've seen on screens and enjoyed are actually jobbing actors who have made these things in a made-up Hollywood.
Wild.
Again, it's very, very similar to Who Framed Roger Rabbit and its setup. And a bit like Roger Rabbit, it centres around an investigation into a whole bunch of disappeared toons. I really, really liked this. This was such a fun watch. I don't know, again, like Naked Gun, I'm not sure if it's a good movie or a great movie.
It doesn't have to be.
But I had a smile on my face throughout this. It's full of great sight gags, really, really funny animated character cameos. And it's delivered with a kind of tone that's not above the material. It's not making fun of the stuff that's in it. It's really is a reverential kind of love letter to animated filmmaking. And to give you some more context, the Chip and Dale in this version are voiced by John Mulaney and Andy Samberg. There's very much that kind of SNL sort of sensibility running through this. And a kind of extreme case in point, alongside the Seth Rogans and etc., is one Tim Robinson, who is voicing Ugly Sonic. Yes, the version of Sonic the Hedgehog
right.
that initially got released and made the whole internet terrified. because of how it looked. That is a munted character in this movie.
Perfect.
I had a really good time. If you have fond memories of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, or are just a bit of a kind of mainstream animation aficionado, this is a really fun thing to watch. And I reckon it's got really strong multi-generational potential as well. Safe to watch with your kids, but lots of gags for the grown-ups in there as well. Unlike The Naked Gun, if you take your kids to see that, then you have got some interesting household standards.
Oh, no.
Much more kid-appropriate. So Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, this is available on Disney Plus. Gets a big recommendation. Also in the comedic vein, but much less kid appropriate, I've really been enjoying the new season of Peacemaker. This is streaming on Neon. This is another kind of quite comedy infused addition to an existing universe. This is an extension of the DC universe. So that's where Superman lives and whatnot. Right. But the character Peacemaker, we first encountered him in the Suicide Squad films. He's played by John Cena, one-time wrestler, and now freaking hilarious actor. Like, this dude's comedy chops are outstanding. He's so watchable and is able to kind of elevate what can often be some jokes that might leave you looking a little silly. Maybe he just leans into the silly, and I think that's probably the secret to it. James Gunn, who recently made the new Superman film, this is his baby. This really kind of channels his sensibilities in a much more kind of B-movie, glorified violence, dark humor, lots of swearing, and a bunch of hair metal on the soundtrack. It's really kind of just catnip for me, to be honest. So even though I've kind of given up the superhero stuff, I'm still just secretly over here hanging out with Peacemaker, having a really good time.
Catnip is such a great way of, like, phrasing that. I'm going to use that. I like that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So you can do Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. That's a feature-length streaming on Disney+. Peacemaker is up to its third episode of season two. That's streaming over on Neon, and it looks stupid. He's a character with a stupid outfit. He's a hyper-violent, hyper-trained enforcer of peace, which is this kind of dichotomy sits at the middle of the show. But with a ragtag group of friends and some very healthy attitudes to sex, drugs, and violence.
Healthy.
There's a lot of stuff going on there. Right. Well, it's one way of looking at it. It depends on what side of the fence you're on there. So a couple of entertaining, very comedy-drenched recommendations for you today. And next week I will report back on the grimness of The Long Walk and young people dying because they can't walk fast enough.
Wait, is it capped at a certain age? Is it only...
Yeah, I couldn't definitively say what that is, but it's a youngins. Yeah, I guess that's kind of why it's quite Hunger Games-y. You know, some societies have who can keep their hand on the car the longest, and apparently others will have walk or get your brains blown out. So we'll have to see here. We'll have to see if this prediction comes to pass, or if it's just some kind of a metaphor for how fun life is. Who can say?
That's nice.
See you guys next week.
Thanks, Steve.
Real orchards use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.